This is Bart Isley. I'm here with Ryan Yeaman for the latest edition of the Scrims Play Podcast. And right off the top, we'd like to thank the SP Podcast presenting sponsor, C&G Paving. If you want your paving or asphalt job done right the first time, you want C&G to knock it out. With 30 years of experience under owner Jeff Gray, this family-owned local business has been taking care of roads, parking lots, and driveways across Central Virginia for decades. And with a 5-star rating on Facebook, you know they're going to get it right. Give them a call at 540-456-6179 to day for a free estimate.
This is Bart Isley. I'm here with Ryan Heeman for the latest edition of the Scrims Play Podcast, and we're full-fledged into basketball season. Winter break is over. We maybe have some snow coming up that might delay some things, but generally speaking, we are in the heart of basketball season, and so we want to start with the C&G Paving Smooth Operator of the Week. And on the girls' side, I think that you got to give it to a Fluvanna County team that's playing a little better, that's getting some things worked out, and Nevaeh Ivory, a really nice week from her.
Yeah, she had 16 points and then 5 rebounds and a win over Albemarle, a real good back-and-forth game there. And a big bounce back from them after they put up 17 against Western in a loss. And Fluvanna's got the talent to be at the sort of top. I mean, this district is wide open. I mean, the Western's good, Fluvanna's good, Charlottesville's good, Powhatan's good, everybody's good, which is really cool. I mean, we're going to see a ton of parity when it comes to that. But, yeah, she was banged up to, at the end of December. You know, they won a game. Jewel Shepherd stepping up really big in light of Ivory's injury, and now she's back. Good to see her because she rolled her ankle there you know, at the end of December. It was like, how long is she going to be out? Apparently not long. She comes back. Looks like herself, knocking down threes, very aggressive at the basket. This is her third year with the program, and Chad White asks a lot of her. You know, she matters defensively. She's a distributor offensively and the leading scorer as well. Does a little bit of everything, but it's just good to see her sort of finding her form again. And that's an interesting team. Keep an eye on Fluvanna, a freshman in Kamari Stepp, who is she already broke the school record for rebounds in the game. I think she had 24. A couple weeks ago, that's one that Fluvanna's going to be in that mix with Shepherd, Ivory, Stepp, Maya Wright, all these girls. That's a pretty even keeled team and a fun one to watch.
So you flip over on the boys' side, and I think that an easy one to point to is Justin Taylor at St. Anne's. I mean, he is a freshman wing, and he's really been pretty tremendous for them, especially late. You know, they have improved drastically over the last few weeks. I think you got to see him early against Miller. Obviously, some struggles. We're going to talk about Miller. There's a reason why you would struggle against Miller.
I mean, just in general, that first couple, that week for them, I think just a big adjustment between Tandem and Miller. It's just kind of, you know, those are the throes of basketball season.
Right. So, I mean, but you got to like how Justin Taylor's played. You know, he had 23 against Hampton Roads Academy. He had 20 and 16 against Highland. That's pretty darn good. And over the last 3 weeks before they played Collegiate, he had averaged 18.8 points per game and 7.5 rebounds. He's nearly 60% from the three-point line, a really big threat from outside. So you kind of put all those pieces together. Justin Taylor's making some drastic steps. They're young, so they're going to have to, you know, have some guys step up. They got a smart senior season point guard in Dalton Taylor. You got some other guards in Messiah Woods. I mean, they have some pieces that they can really start to kind of form and make work. And to almost knock off Collegiate's a pretty big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of new players, new coach, just a big sort of overhaul over at St. Anne's. And I mean, losing Nick Kent, we're talking about a 5-year player, like sort of the distributor, the point guard for that team that's been there forever. You need Dalton Taylor to step up and take another step forward, and having Justin Taylor do the same, it makes a big difference for him. And that prep league is, for those who haven't seen it, it's not easy. It is a grind. And to see them competing against a team like Collegiate that is used to, you know, being at the top end of the prep league standings, that's a good sign for St. Anne's. A lot of progress being made over there.
So, Smooth Operators of the Week, Nevaeh Ivory out at Fluvanna County, Justin Taylor at Stab. Big news throughout the area, though, and something that kind of shakes things up quite a bit is Sam Brunell's injury. We knew that she had suffered the foot injury right there over a holiday break, and she's been out. Now we know that she's going to be out for a longer period of time, possibly comes back late in the year. You know, let's just talk about, first of all, what kind of impact is Sam being out? You know, how much does that change things?
I mean, it's seismic. You're talking about a girl who throws up 30 and 20, like it's no big deal. So yeah, I mean, you don't replace that. That's not something you can do. That's, and not to mention the leadership and just overall skill. I mean, there are other things in the stats that, you know, don't stand out. Like who can single-handedly break a press isn't a stat.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's something she does. So yeah, Monroe, I mean, they were going to have growing pains without her next year. I guess they get a glimpse into what that's like this year. You know, these next couple of weeks and going forward. But the good news for Monroe is they were young last year, and they've got the opportunity here to find some production out of different kids. Martha Apple is a huge addition to that team. That's an important one to keep an eye on, because she was another presence in the post that I think allows them, like, I mean, they're really going to suffer without Brunell, but they can make do because they have someone, you know, experienced player who, you know, moved into the area. Martha Apple, you know, a real easy double-double figure kind of talent herself. But yeah, we've seen the sort of Haley Morris at guard. She's come up. Jenna Velasquez. Monroe has a lot of girls. Ayanna Taylor.
Ayanna Carey, yeah.
Yeah, Carey, sorry. Has a lot of different girls that, you know, really had to just got thrown into the mix. I mean, it was just all freshmen and sophomores and all that kind of stuff going on last year. So we'll see what they can do without it. He really, like, it's very coach speak, but you don't have a choice. It's next man up,
right?
Kind of thing. You just got to find a way through it. She's going to be at every game on the sidelines, sort of a player coach mentality, trying to keep that group fired up. And we'll see if she can get back in time. If she can, we know what kind of difference maker she is.
Yeah, and I think what's been cool is that so far they've had kids step up. Haley Morris had 21 points on like 7 3-pointers. Like you said, Apple has been stepping up in a really big way. You flip it over, Ivory is just a really tough kid who does so many different little things. And Velasquez is can pick up some of that rebounding slack that you have to. The games are going to be tighter. They're going to have to come up with wins in the clutch. And, you know, they play in a district that I would paint as manageable. But it certainly was much more manageable when you had Sam in the lineup every night. Yeah. So this changes things drastically for Wayne Monroe, but by no means is this...
No.
We've
seen...
Time to pack it in or anything.
We've seen adversity for, you know, across the board. Like, it doesn't really matter the sport where, you know, a key player gets hurt and it's... Well, it sort of creates an unfortunate opportunity. You know, last shot in the game now, you're going to have a whole bunch of kids fighting over who's going to be that. That's good. This sort of creates good competition among the rest of the Monroe players because, I mean, it was just sort of a foregone conclusion, I think, sometimes. Like, oh, well, Sam will take care of this.
Right.
You know, you just sort of lean on her and she'll get you through it. And now when you don't have that, you really have to sort of find out, okay, who has the confidence on this team to sort of carry things going forward? And if you have, you know, 6, 7, 8 girls fighting over that in practice each you know, day over a couple weeks, you're gonna breed really healthy competition and an opportunity for these girls to take steps that they might not have taken, you know, if Sam was there.
And Bree Wolfter, I mean, at the point,
that's another one. Yeah,
it's huge. When she takes care of the ball and she manages the game, it's great. It just looks great. I mean, the supporting cast, everybody starts to really kind of gel. She can really make them go when she's kind of in a rhythm and clicking. So a lot of really, you know, good things to be excited about what's going up there on Wayne Monroe. It's going to be interesting to watch them try to overcome this and see if they can kind of keep it rolling. Obviously, you look forward on and on. You know, this is a very tough division. You got the defending champs. Lord Botetourt brought everybody back. Hopewell brought a lot of kids back. I mean, so there's, but you got to get there first. So they got a lot of time and a lot of work to do before that. They've already been putting it in and already been playing really well. So a good start to that sort of trying to overcome that adversity for William Monroe. When you flip over and you look at the boys' side, right now, Louisa County, they're getting it
rolling.
Done.
Yeah, they're rolling.
They're finding different ways to win. They haven't had the offensive dynamism against Almar and Charlottesville that they had, but their 1-3-1 zone is getting the job done. It's taking care of business. I personally love seeing Chris Shelton up there at the top of that zone. He's
shades of Orange County with DJ Brown.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of cool when they run that. I think it's a strange look.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody that long, I mean, that's the perfect sort of top of the key defender for that move.
Yeah, he's all kinds of hell. I mean, and I think that the other thing too is that if they get a guy like, you know, Isaac Haywood is stepping up and making blocks, so you get that on the back end, and you got Shelton putting pressure up top, because that's always like what you're hoping for on that 1-3-1 is like if you can toss it, if you can get it past everybody.
Those are the two most important players. It should be easy,
but yeah,
the guy at the back and the guy at the front.
But then when Haywood's like cleaning up the boards like that, maybe you don't even want to throw it in there. You try, then you're going to try and shoot them out of it. They're not coming out of it.
That is a fun team to watch if you haven't gotten a chance to see them. The way they push the ball, I mean, shades of Charlottesville, you know, sort of. I mean, obviously a different system, but they just, I mean, so many possessions, and they don't quit. Like, that team doesn't need a shot clock. It's like every 5 seconds there's a shot. They just attack the basket. They, you know, they'll run up the floor and just jack a three, you know, if it's a good look. Just a lot of fun to watch, and they obviously a team that has really responded to this sort of frenetic pace of play, too.
Yeah, and to get a win against Charlottesville on the road in sort of dramatic fashion, you're showing that you can win those close games, that you got the toughness to get that done. And part of the reason they've got that toughness is because they got Jarrett Hunter running the point. The guy can just change gears left, right, all over the place. I mean, he can change speeds. Everything about Jarrett Hunter at point guard really gives you something special. He made a really nice no look in his game in the game against Almar. I think Jarrett Hunter is just a special athlete no matter what sport he's playing.
Yeah, and they got two of them. Xavier Hunter, another big one. The law firm of Hunter and Hunter over at Louisa.
Yeah.
Those are two kids that are just greasy fast.
Yeah.
And never quit, really tenacious. So I'm really curious to see what Louisa can do defensively. So we're going forward. They can pour it in. We know they have the potential to do that. But just staying out of foul trouble while being aggressive on the other end of the floor and see what that yields going forward. I mean, it seems like they are alone at the top. We'll see what Charlottesville, Albemarle, Western, those guys can do about it. But, you know, last year, Louisa and Albemarle were sort of the two. They split in the regular season, but by far and away the two best teams there. And then this year, what do we have? Does Louisa just sort of go into, you know, break off into 4A play and all of a sudden they're alone there? Or do they get a little challenge from anybody else in this district?
I think what's interesting, too, is that they play really smart. I mean, Shelton's just a really smart player. He kind of makes all the right decisions. When his shot's not falling, he puts the ball on the floor. I agree. I think that they look like the class of the group right now. And getting wins against Almar at home and then beating Charlottesville. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Almar can play two full halves. They really kind of gave him some trouble in that second half. But you also have to imagine that some of this offense is going to come back around. They were throwing up some 90 spots, the 100 spot. I mean,
yeah.
They've got so much offense that it's going to get clicking again, and then it'll be pretty tough. And
25 a quarter is really sort of what they do. And then in a lot of fourth quarters, they haven't had to do that, so that's why they're not hitting 100 every game.
Right.
But, yeah, they can pour it in.
Yeah. So the rest of the district kind of shakes up behind Louisa right now. But Louisa still has a game with Western that's a critical one. And when you look around at the rest of the Jefferson, you see kind of what we thought we'd see, some teams that have some growing pains, that are putting a lot of new guys in new roles. They're growing into them. They're making some progress. But you're going to see missteps when you have that many new faces. And Western's got a lot of them. Almar's got a lot of them. Charlottesville's got a few of them. I mean, so, but it's nice to see. I mean, you are seeing teams like Orange give teams a little bit more of a challenge. They're starting to improve up from the bottom. Fluvanna County has been tough in a couple of different situations. They've got a young guy, Kobe Edmonds, who was the quarterback during football, who's been putting up some big numbers. So it's really about like finding, you know, that right mix, that right, you know, sort of the right pieces of the puzzle. And you got to imagine a guy like Greg Maynard, a guy like Darren Maynard, they're going to start to figure that out. And Mitch Miner, they've all been around a long time, and they can challenge, you know, and maybe challenge Louisa when you get down to that Jefferson District tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think Charlottesville out of that group might have the most depth there. I mean, they got a couple guys, Isaiah Washington, chief among them, that can be real difference makers. I think every team has a dude.
Yeah.
It's just finding that second one.
Yeah.
So that you can't.
Derek Jones at Almar.
Yep.
You got
Tommy Mangum
at Western.
Yeah. So it's really just a matter of trying to find secondary players. Because it's just too easy as a coach to be like, all right, this kid's hot tonight. We're going to shut him down. Make somebody else beat us. And so that's where a team like Louisa kills people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can try and take away Shelton, but you're just going to get Huntered to death. We'll see what happens going forward. Also, I mean, we're starting to get into the second round. These teams have all seen each other once. We're getting to the second round of things coming up here. And the second games always look different.
Yeah.
I mean, the tape is different.
A lot of chess match.
Yeah.
A lot of adjustment.
And you never know how much a team showed another squad back in November or December. You know, how much did you put out there? We see that all the time. All right, we're just going to go out there and wing it the first time. And the second time, we've got a real methodical attack.
Yeah. So, jumping back, we talked about Stab earlier. And they've got a big prep league matchup with Fork Union this week. This is the kind of one you got to have. Both teams kind of got to have if you want to compete in the prep.
Yeah, I mean, the prep's been so tough at the top. Those Richmond schools, Trinity Episcopal's been amazing the last couple years.
Yeah.
But you have to deal with St. Chris and Collegiate and all that stuff. It's just, for St. Anne's and Fork Union, they've been sort of stuck in the last couple years. Fighting a real uphill battle. And we'll see.
And with Woodbury in there too. Same situation.
Same group. Same situations there. You know, it's been, for Stab, it's been a couple years. I mean, when Jav and Deloria was there, they could hang with them. But even then, you know, you had a kid that's going to Duke, and it was still a grind.
Yeah.
Which gives you an idea of it's sort of the depth and talent that you know, a Trinity Episcopal brings to the table. And a collegiate brings to the table. But, yeah, it's going to be a good one for Fuma Stab. That's always been a really good battle. You know, two schools, they don't play each other in football, but they have a rivalry with each other and everything else.
Yeah.
And so, some of it's proximity. Some of it's, a lot of these kids know each other growing up. It'll be interesting to see the outcome of that one. Obviously, a Fuma team looking to take steps forward after a couple years struggling, and then a Stab team looking to take a step forward from a sort of, I wouldn't call it a stumble out of the gate, but I mean, just a couple tough losses out of the gate.
Brand new coach, Damon Altizer, yeah. But he's settling in and things are looking better. You know, it's a Fork Union squad that's shown the ability to really stretch you out, a lot of athleticism. So it's going to be fun to see how that matchup. It's going to be a really nice look at the Blue Devils. And then, we've talked about them, before. We know what they kind of. Miller is the number one in the power poll for a reason. The Miller boys are just, you saw them this week against Covenant. What was it? 22-2 right out of the gate. These guys are really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, you figure a team loses, before the season starts, loses an Andre Hyatt, has to replace a Deshaun Wade, and you figure that's going to be tough. And it just hasn't looked it. Daryl Anderson has come in there and just really given them a huge boost. All over the floor. He can play in the paint. He can knock down threes. He does a little bit of everything for him. Garrett Payne has been a great addition for them in the post. A guy that can score inside, score outside, and obviously his height makes him a rebounding option. He can clean it up on the glass. But Jordan Brown is fun to watch. That is a kid that stirs the drink. So energetic. And that is like a defense-first kid. We're fans of that kind of player.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, Danny Manuel called him infectious, and you can see it. Like, he just, watching him gets everybody hyped up because he's all over the ball. I mean, just all over it. A lot of fun to watch there. But Day-Day Hurd, that's, I think Cade Lemke over at Blue Ridge once called him he's their Swiss Army knife. Day-Day Hurd is this guy that just, he's an enigma of a player to figure out because he can do everything. It seems like he can play every spot on the floor, 1 through 5. Another guy that can shoot, has a really nice jump shot, does not shy away at all from attacking the basket. In fact, that's probably his bread and butter. Just a real fascinating senior leader there, and a guy that's got a ton of minutes under his belt. He's been in that state title game the last 2 years, and if this group keeps everything together, I don't know how they don't make it a third straight trip to Virginia State.
Yeah, and Tariq Bally, the big man in the middle, good luck. Yeah, he can hit threes now. He's a problem. And we got the Miller Blue Ridge matchups always tell us a lot about these teams, and we get to see. They'll probably play 17 times between now and March.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a chance to see Blue Ridge Miller when they start matching up. That's when we get an even better idea of just how good Miller is. But Miller has played really, really tough teams. They had an incredible schedule. Blue Ridge has had a tough schedule as well. But Miller's had an incredible schedule, and they just keep winning ball games. Just playing really, really well.
And it's a team that's sort of had some injuries early on in the season, and they're getting healthy, trying to work through those too. There's a lot to like from what should have been, you know, a lot of turnover on a roster, and it's just like this machine just sort of keeps moving.
Yeah, absolutely. So, a lot coming up in the next few weeks, and some really big games coming down the pipe. So we're really excited, and we'll hope you come back and listen.